chance to worship and hear our kids just share a message with us. And we're going to spend a little more time in the Word this morning and just be able to consider just some of the things that are going on this time of the year. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you today for our children as they come and as they, with joy, just express these verses and just before us to be able to see their enthusiasm. And Father, we thank you for that, and we just pray you would be blessing them and be teaching them as they grow up, as we watch them, and might we be able to walk with them in that process. Father, we thank you that you've given us your word, that we are not on our own as to know what life is about, what we're supposed to be talking about. And Father, we just pray that as we come to your word today, might you use it in our lives for us to be reminded of who you are and what you're doing in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We know Roxy and I, in case you don't know Roxy, that's my wife up here who is directing things up here. As we were talking about Easter, and it's amazing. I don't know, you know, we're getting to the age where we spend a lot of time talking about what it was like back then. You know what I mean? And that's farther back than it used to be. And but we were talking about Easter and just how Easter seems to have changed. You know, when I was growing up, Easter, you know, kind of everybody talked about Easter. You know, you heard the word Easter, and you had all the specials. You know, you had all the mini-series, Jesus of Nazareth, and all those things. It was a big deal. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, there were only four networks at that time. You know what I mean? I mean, you had a TV with three channels on it. You were good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that was all that was out there. Isn't that right? I don't know if some of you remember that. And but, you know, there might be something on every channel. Something about Jesus or something going on during that Easter week. You know, it's just like, and everybody knew it was Easter, and it wasn't just about bunnies, and it was about bunnies and about the cross, and it was about all this stuff. All that stuff was out there. Easter was there. And we've just been noticing here lately, I don't know if you've noticed, you know, when Easter comes, you barely know it's Easter. They don't call it Easter anymore. You know what I'm saying? When they used to advertise, they talk about Easter, you know, get your Easter clothes and all that kind of stuff. They don't really even mention the word Easter anymore. I mean, you wouldn't know it was Easter. You know, it's kind of, and Easter week, the week of Easter, I mean, what is that? You know? I mean, we talked a couple weeks ago just about, you know, we know about Lent. Some people know about Lent. You got Ash Wednesday, you know, but we really know about Fat Tuesday because we get ready for Mardi Gras, leads us in. But then when it comes to this week, I'm not sure we hear that much about it. And it's just striking how much you don't even seem to hear that anymore. And we were talking about it, and we were saying, well, you know, I wonder why that is. Because, you know, you hear about Christmas all the time, don't you? I mean, we're probably hearing about Christmas now. We start hearing about Christmas in the middle of the summer. And Christmas is a holiday that we see from the Scripture, right? And they might even mention Jesus once in a while. But it's, you know, really come at Christmas. You can't get away from Christmas. But Easter, we barely know it's here. And of course, this year, because it's early, we have all the basketball going on. So people think that this week, you know, when you have off for Good Friday or something, they figure that must be because you get a chance to go watch basketball. Isn't that right? You know, and it's, the question is, what is it about Easter that's so different than Christmas? What is it about it? And I think maybe, could it be that what we were talking about at Easter just doesn't seem to register too well with where our society is at? Because you see, Christmas, you know, it's about giving, and it's about giving gifts, and it's about then having to go buy gifts. And if I got to go buy gifts, that means that then someone's going to be making some money, and it kind of all goes together, doesn't it? And everybody gets excited about that. It seems to fit in. And you know, it's about a little baby. A baby in a manger. And it's like that all seems to fit, and it seems to go well. But Easter is this kind of ambiguous day. And then the week before, it's about someone who's going, and you know, something happens to him that is torrid. Something happens to him that, you know, if you watch a movie like The Passion of the Christ, and you just see that depicted, and you just say, oh my goodness, this doesn't seem to fit with kind of what I think, you know, I want to feel good at church when I come to church, or when our society, we don't like these holidays. We're going to celebrate this. We're going to celebrate this week. I just don't think it seems to fit with what our society is really looking for. But you know, the reality is that without Easter,